It is National Farmers Market Week, and let's get the news from South Carolina, Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. It comes around about this time every year, Commissioner, and it's a good thing for consumers and farmers alike, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it does happen, things like this first full week of August every year. But Governor McMaster has once again proclaimed this is the week in South Carolina to recognize that, and so we want to spend a little time. I'll just tell you something they're doing in Washington, because it's Farmers Market Week, and in celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Department of Agriculture there, they got a big farmers market out on the National Mall. Something different every day this week. So if any listeners are vacationing or traveling in Washington, that's just something to be on the lookout for.
Indeed. Yeah, it sounds like a big deal up
there. The farmers market, South Carolina, I bet around the country, really a part of the fabric of our state that makes it so special. I mean, we talk about the fact that agriculture in South Carolina being a relatively rural state makes it special, makes it different. Farmers markets are part of that. Then when you get into sort of the economics of why do farmers believe in farmers markets and things, you look at the fact that when we spend our money on food in this country, about 16 cents of every dollar goes back to those that are producing it. And the vast majority of the value and the cost happens after it leaves the farm. Well, when you go to the farmer's market, you know, that percentage that the farmer gets is, I don't know that it's 100%, but it's pretty close to it. So it is sort of the original version of value added, so that people can get out, get closer to that farmer and the supplier. The farmer benefits by the reasons we just talked about. So that's why there's so much to farmers markets, maybe the people who just go to enjoy the opportunity to get fresh produce and interact with the farmers, but there's even more to it.
Another aspect that I think of about farmers markets is it allows for the consumer to know directly where their food is coming from and the person that's producing it. I think there's quite a bit of value in that.
There is, because that wave and that trend and that preference in this country, I think, is got staying power and not just a passing fad that, you know, as a father and now grandfather, I want to know, you know, the quality of the food that my family's eating, just like anyone. So the farmer's market is a great chance to literally go look the producer in the eye and talk about their operation and the passion that they put into the products that we're buying.
The South Carolina Department of Agriculture operates three farmers markets across the state. Tell us about those.
Well, we have the large, I don't know, they'd say it's the flagship market here in the center of the state out in West Columbia. It's a great farmers market, but it's also a terminal market, and a wholesale market. All these things sort of rolled into one. So you drive onto the campus out there, you say, wait a minute, it's just so much more than just what you'll see at our other markets. Now, in Florence, we have a great regional market there, the PD Farmers Market, really a local favorite for those folks living in that area on the Darlington side of Florence. Then you get up to Greenville, probably a little more retail-oriented, a little smaller. I will add that we're currently renovating some of those buildings to make it an even nicer shopping experience. Mm-hmm. So really with three markets, we have three different approaches to the farmers market concept within the department. But beyond that, there, I think the last count, maybe somewhere near 100 or so community-based farmers markets in the state.
So should be one close to everybody that is listening. And if somebody wants to find one of those community-based farmers markets, how can they go about doing that?
Well, you know, we always make it easy. You just go to our website, agriculture.sc.gov, and find the tab for community-based farmers markets. And I'll bet you there's one close by. You'll learn the schedule and what's available and the things that make the shopping a really great experience.
National Farmers Market Week, celebrate it yourself by visiting a farmer's market and get the freshest produce you can get anywhere. It runs through the 9th of August, and telling us about it has been South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I'm Mike Davis. That is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.